103. I don't think anyone ever figured out who organized it. Whoever they were, they wanted to stay out of the way and have it look self-organized, have it emerge out of the zeitgeist. And maybe it did. I mean, ultimately, we all did do it together. It was already a feeling everyone had. I think something like 3 billion people tapped their phones to say they had taken part. It was sort of like New Year's Eve, except it was agreed it should be a simultaneous moment all over the earth. Near the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere, like Nowruz or Easter. Having it be the same very moment for all seemed right. It was important to feel the connection with everyone and everything else, as a kind of vibe. Kulike in Hawaiian means harmony, or Laulu'olu, harmony day. Evoke the noosphere. Call it into existence by everyone thinking of it at the same time. That's not a time-delayed thing. It has to be simultaneous. So we in Hawaii kind of got the short end of the stick, time-wise. The timing was presented as a given, which I think means that someone somewhere had to be doing it in terms of organization. But anyway, East Asia got the late night. Then going west, they went down through the time zone hours until Western Europe got noon. Then across the Atlantic, it got earlier, and earlier across the Americas, to a dawn patrol kind of thing on the West Coast. So we in Hawaii were looking at 3 a.m., I think it was. Fine, whatever. An excuse to stay up all night and party. And it has to be admitted that it was still nice and warm for us, even in the middle of the night. So we could go to Diamond Head and look out over the ocean as we partied. And the moon was full that night. No coincidence, I'm sure. So it was nice. Down in the concert bowl, bands played through the night. And we sat on the ridge, talking and drinking and watching the ocean by moonlight. Good south swell, too, so that a lot of us were talking about going to Point Panic at sunup to catch some waves. Great way to finish this event. Back in Mother Ocean, where we all began. Slight offshore wind, too. So the time came, and we listened to the voices on our phones. We are the children of this planet. We are going to sing its praises all together, all at once. Now is the time to express our love, to take the responsibilities that come with being stewards of this earth, devotees of this sacred space. One planet. One planet. On and on it went. It seemed clear to me that the original had been written in some other language, that we were listening to a translation into English, and in fact, you could tap around and hear what was being said in other languages. Gupta insisted on listening to it in Sanskrit, which he admits he doesn't understand when spoken, though he reads it, but he claimed that what we were hearing had to have been written or thought originally in Sanskrit, maybe even thousands of years ago. And in fact, the Sanskrit version did sound very primal, which made me curious, and I clicked around and found a version in Proto-Indo-European. Why not? It sounded like Spanish. I switched to Basque, supposedly a living fossil of a language, and it too sounded like Spanish. Actually, both sounded quite a bit stranger than Spanish. Older than Spanish. Odd, harsh, primal sounds. But no more so than Dutch, or many another language that isn't Hawaiian. You always hear all the same sounds. And no matter which language I tapped on, I kept hearing Mama Gaia. Yes, of course, Mama would be one of the oldest words, maybe the first word, invented over and over by babies trying their best to talk, but having limited control of their mouths, and yet always trying to say the same thing, to beseech or celebrate that great goddess filling their sight, the fountain and source of all food, warmth, touch, love, and eye contact. Mama. I cried out that night on the ridge, seeing the why of it for the first time. The why of everything. Of course, it's a category error on my part to genderize the planet in that crass way. But we were high that night on the worldwide love fest. And since everyone else was singing and cheering and hooting, as after having caught a great ride on a great wave, I just kept shouting, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Because, of course, being human, the other first word we speak is always me, mine, me, me, me. And God bless the Italians and whoever else in the Romance languages for holding fast to that very first phrase. The same in all the languages. I checked Proto-Indo-European, and sure enough, it was the same there too. Mamma mia. Mamma mia. Genius of a language. Yes, I was a little drunk, a little high, a little giddy. I mean, think about it. A worldwide moment during which all sentient beings aware of the project were to sing praise together to the one planet we stood on. To perform the noosphere created by this so vast and complex biosphere while standing on the lithosphere and contemplating the hydrosphere and circulating the atmosphere in and out of us, breath after breath. It's great. But it's a little hypothetical, too, right? It's hard to know how to feel it. What could we do in that moment but try? As a linguist, I naturally think of the words involved, but there was more to it than that. So I tried all that, too. I drank, and I looked around at the faces of the other people on the ridge, all of them also trying, and many of them had their dogs with them there. The dogs, too, were trying to understand it, very aware that something unusual was happening, such that some of them barked or howled, which some guys instantly took up. Of course it was time to howl. Howl at the moon like wolves. What a great language. And besides, we were like wolves. We turned wolves into dogs and they turned us into humans. We were something like orangutans before. Solitaries who didn't know how to work together. It was the wolves who taught us that. Who taught us the idea of friendship and cooperation. So we howled at the moon and hugged the people around us, if they were hugging types, and the dogs. And I kept looking at all the faces, so vivid and real, and I kept coming back to saying, Mamma mia. As one does when in awe, hugging Gracie in particular, as always. We're lucky that way. This went on for about 15 minutes. Then we quieted down. Time to get back down in the bowl of the concert space and dance to the music for what was left of the night. Had we done it right? Had we joined with every sentient being on the planet, brought into existence a new Earth religion that would change everything? Were we all brother and sister now, as they were always telling us we should be? Hard to tell. It felt like a lark, but larks are beautiful. All these bird and animal names we use for our moods and actions, of course, they're always perfectly apt. We are all family, as the new religion was telling us, and as every living thing on Earth shares a crucial 938 base pairs of DNA, I guess it's really true. So yeah, we went down there and danced all night long, feeling very high. And when the sky lightened and dawn approached, and they sent us out to greet the day and go home and do whatever we were going to do that day, they played Brother Is Israel Kama Kavivo Ole's medley of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World, a great piece of Hawaiian schmaltz that we could sing along with on our way out and hum the rest of the day. Later I read that people said they really felt it, that moment when everyone worldwide sang the same song of praise and devotion. It was said to be like an electric pulse filling you, or like that. I must admit, I didn't feel anything like that in the moment itself. Maybe I was too drunk, or too aware of Gracie's hand on my ass. But that morning, I caught the longest left of my life at Point Panic, with Brother Iz's pair of tunes running in my head the whole time. What a wonderful world indeed. And I flew out of that wave just before it closed out. And up there in the air over the wave, suspended weightless with the offshore spray and not seeing the Aokai rainbow because I was right there in it. Yes, that's when I felt it. Of course it doesn't come on command or to a schedule. Grace isn't like that. It touches down on you in unexpected moments, a matter of accidents. But you have to be open to it too. So maybe that was it for me. A slight delay after the sacred ceremony, which maybe was the riding of that wave anyway. Anyway, I felt it then, hanging in the air. Then I crashed back down onto the white, hissing backside and swam head up, laughing out loud. Yes, it worked. Mamma mia.